This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
We're back on the Boss Man Show. You see him in the background there, Coach Pete Limbo, the Buffalo Bulls out of the MAC, the special teams extraordinaire, just the head coach in South Carolina. He loves all those phases of the game that we love listeners out here. So, Coach Limbo, how you doing, man, up there in Buffalo?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. And if I had any lack of energy today, that is totally eliminated because I'm going to rise to your level here for the next few minutes. Wow.
Yes, sir. Glad to have you on the show, Coach. I'm going to ask you, man, how's it going to be in Buffalo? It's a great city, great passion for their hockey, the Bills, and UB. So talk about that, man. Take this job up here and get around these great fans up in Buffalo who really support you and the community up there that loves their football.
Yeah, you're right. These people have been absolutely fantastic here on campus, in the community. Just a very friendly, welcoming, genuine area, Western New York and Buffalo, and great entertainment in this city, a big-time sports city, a lot of great amenities, great restaurants. So it was very difficult for me to leave Columbia. I absolutely enjoyed my time at South Carolina with Coach Beamer and all the Gamecocks there. But to be away from home, to be away from family, great to be here in such a wonderful city.
No doubt, Coach Limbo, and Coach Beamer's been on this show a few times as well. My buddy's basketball coach, Lamont Paris, down there, and my buddy, Alan Sean Walker. So, Clemson, South Carolina, Coach, I know I've come there pretty often. I love about that good, great city of Clemson, South Carolina, and being downtown and enjoying the ambiance of that city as well, Coach.
Well, and just to give you an example about how hospitable Buffalo is, last night I was out at a restaurant, a famous wings place here. Guess what? A wings place. And met some people at the next table. They were in town doing business, a bunch of SEC football fans. One was from Georgia. One was from Tennessee. We were talking about the SEC. The next thing you know, they're picking up my bill for dinner. I just was blown away by it. And, of course, I invited them to a practice, invited them to a game. This town has just got that kind of vibe to it. And I'm really excited. Our players like it here. Our players know they're at a very high-end academic school. They know they're in a great league, but they feel supported by this university, and they enjoy going to school in Buffalo.
And Coach Limbo, how was it the spring practices for you guys, meeting the guys who you're going to keep on the roster, kind of getting a feel for what you have, and also building those bonds and rapport that you know is very important to winning games on Saturdays, Coach?
Yeah, that really started the first week I got here. So I got hired late towards the end of January. And the first week I was here, rather than go on the road recruiting, I chose to stay and meet with every player in the program. And that was really, really productive because I got their perspective on why things were the way they were, what was good, what was bad, what was ugly. And it allowed us to start moving forward together, cleaning the slate, starting to attack some problems. We had a really productive off season relative to strength and conditioning. A guy named Ryan Horton, who used to be down your way at Georgia Tech, who's a dear friend of a guy named Dave Feely, who works at Duke. And Dave was my strength coach at Ball State. So Ryan's in that same family of coaches. He did such a wonderful job developing these guys, getting them bigger and stronger, cutting body fat. So we went into spring practice feeling good about ourselves on all fronts. And one of the best things coming out of spring was just learning how to practice together, learning what the expectations were. And one of the big things was practicing hard, but being smart relative to injuries. And a lot of times that's just the style of practice and everybody being aware of the tempo. And I was very pleased that we came out of spring without any major injuries. So we head into the summer with good morale. You know, we're in the midst of finishing up finals. Our semester starts a little bit later here. So our guys are still taking finals this week. They'll have a couple weeks off, and then we'll crank it up this summer.
Coach Limbo, would it be a lot of team stuff, or just more stuff to kind of get them better and ready for that fall camp coming up there in August? So you're going to kind of do some team drills or individual drills. So how do you kind of mesh that together, being a first year trying to make sure we have the right installs in to make sure that we're good to go come August there, late August here, man?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So the nice thing, several years ago now, the NCAA allowed us as coaches to do 2 hours of football work with the team during summer workouts. So it used to be just 8 hours of straight strength and conditioning, but now it can be 6 and 2. So while the coaches are around doing camps and doing recruiting stuff in June, we'll also have some time to meet. And that's critical for the new players that you're bringing in, the freshmen, the transfers that get here over the summer. It'll also give us a chance when we get back from our short break in the middle of the summer to do a little bit of work before a preseason camp starts. So I think that time is very beneficial, and we've got to make sure we maximize it.
Coach Limbo, let me ask this question for you, man. I was very curious about this. You was at Georgetown. Do you think you're going to be getting the coaching, and that's something that kind of hits you after football stop?
Wow, you've done your research. Yeah. I don't have many claims to fame, but I was the other center on campus with Alonzo Mourning. So he's exactly 1 foot taller than me. Yeah, Georgetown is not exactly a football powerhouse. And most of the guys I went to school with ended up going to Wall Street or to law school. But I always had this itch to get into coaching, just always loved every facet of the game, the organization that went into it, the philosophies that went into it, just the player development, and quite frankly, working on a college campus. And I know that, you know, some college coaches are a little challenged or disenchanted maybe even by the madness of recruiting nowadays, but I still enjoy this atmosphere on a college campus, and you've got to embrace the changes. But I got a business degree at Georgetown, and I think it really helps me because running a football program is no different than running a business. It's about relationships first and foremost, but when it comes to hiring staff and managing staff and keeping a large group of people on the same page and setting priorities and setting goals and working with budgets and all those different things, you know, having those management skills really pays off.
Coach, we're the same degree, Coach. Business Administration, BBAs, Coach. We're the same degrees, man.
Good stuff.
Yes, sir. And Coach, for you, man, I love being able to talk to guys like yourself because it keeps me around the game. You know, I got out of school in 04, so I still get to be around, talk to guys like yourself, man, be around the game. So talk about the camaraderie. It's been around young men and been around just the field and that bond we get, that rush we get. Because, Coach, it's nothing like talking to you about football. Fires me up. Being on the sidelines of practice fires me up still. Sometimes I want to get out there and run, give me a route in every now and again. just to get a football, man, it still gets me going. So talk about that part of the game and bring us all together, Coach.
No question. There's nothing like it. And the opportunities that young men gain through the game, I think, are just limitless. You know, I was a blue-collar kid growing up in Staten Island, New York, and was the first one in my family to go away to college. Football helped me go to a great school and get exposed to things that I never could have imagined, you know, relative to the relationships I made and the people I met and some of the experiences that I had, lifelong friendships. And then since then, every stop along the way, I've been at 11 different schools. We lived in 11 different places. And each one of those stops, we have made some lifelong friendships and connected with wonderful people, guys that have been on my staffs in the 16 years I've been a head coach, guys that I've worked with as an assistant coach, the players. And it's so easy to keep in touch nowadays with your phone and social media. I think that's one of the positive things about it. Guys that I coached 20 years ago at Lehigh that are, you know, have kids now and have successful careers and knowing that they're one click away from, you know, following their progress. It's very fulfilling stuff. So we like to say in the Lembo family that football has been very good to us. And I think it really comes down to the relationships that we've built through the years and the relationships that we continue to build.
And Coach Limbo, as recruiting has changed with the NIL transfer portal, what are you looking for in a young man off the field that really what you want to – they have to play, be able to play, of course, but what are you looking for there with some tangibles in that character off the field in a young man to say, hey, this is a good fit for our program, come a Buffalo Bull with us and build what we're trying to build here in Buffalo, sustainable program that wins a lot in that MAC conference?
Yeah, no question. There's definitely a lot more changes to your roster nowadays because of – the ability to transfer and immediately be eligible. And so you have to be ready for those changes. You have to be ready to embrace more movement on your roster. But I don't think that changes the character and the values of the young man that you go after. And for us, you know, that's at the top of the list, the fit in the program, what kind of personality a guy has, You know, is he somebody who's made of the same stuff that we value and expect here every day? And then furthermore, I would say this, UB is somewhere between the 30th and 40th ranked public institution in the country and a top 100 school overall. So this is a place that you have to be a good student. We want good students. We want guys that are driven academically. We've got some really elite degrees here that we can offer. It's very difficult to get into school here, particularly if you're a New York State resident. So the guys that we bring in need to be goal-oriented on the academic side, just as they would be on the football side.
Yes, sir, Coach. It's so important. Like, you and I got our degrees, and we've propelled us. I find that degree so important for a young man because you and I both know, Coach, the football starts bouncing forward all at some point. So you have to have some fall back on. How much are you going to be pushing for your young man to have internships and networking with people in the Buffalo area who can help them after football once that day comes for us all?
Yeah, that's always been a big priority everywhere I've been a head coach. Going back, and you could talk to guys that played for us at Lehigh and Elon and Ball State. I actually sent something out to them about a career night event we did here at UB the night before the spring game. And you know, a lot of good memories of bringing those alums back and networking with all those players at different places. And we have started an internship program here already this summer, and we've got a few guys placed into some jobs in Buffalo. I think it's critical. You know, some guys are ultimately going to get the opportunity to keep playing beyond college. Certainly there's plenty of guys from the Mid-American Conference that are playing at the next level. But whether they do or don't, they've got to be ready for life after football. And I think that's a big part of our responsibility to get them ready for that.
And Coach Limbo, come back to the MAC. I know Ball State is in the MAC as well. So talk about the MAC for football, that MAC action. I love watching on ESPN on Tuesday nights, man, where it's the only game in town. So talk about the uniqueness of the MAC and how much the football tradition in the MAC needs to be promoted more because it's a fun brand of football.
Yeah, it's a great league, and I think it starts with the parity in the league. If you go back year to year, there's some great programs. You know, teams like Toledo and Northern Illinois and Western Michigan that have had success. But there's years where other teams have been right up there at the top. One of the things that attracted me to Buffalo was the fact that Buffalo has won a championship, played in two other championship games, and won bowl games here in recent years under different head coaches. So the potential here for us at UB is really sky high. You know, we're on the eastern edge of the league. So that puts us at an advantage from a recruiting standpoint because we can access all the big metropolitan areas up and down the East Coast. We've got an airport 10 minutes from our campus, so we get direct flights all over the country and especially along the eastern seaboard all the way down to Florida. So we're excited about what we can build here. We know it's a challenging league. We know it's an exciting lead. And we're very hopeful that we're putting a good roster together right now. Need to have a great summer, great preseason. We've got a tough opponent in Lafayette that made the FCS playoffs last year coming in here in our opening game. But morale is high right now, and we're excited to get things started.
Now, Coach, if we're starting out, are you a big Knicks fan, Coach?
You know, I did watch the Knicks growing up, but I got to admit I was a big Lakers fan. Magic and Kareem and James Worthy and Michael Cooper and Kurt Rambis even. And I'll tell you what, those Lakers from the 80s, that was a fun team to watch growing up.
You got that right, Coach. I remember my first, as a basketball, was being a Atlanta Hawks ball boy. So I got to still see those guys up personal as a kid. So it was fun for me being a ball boy and watch these young guys, amazing players, play as a kid. Now the ball boys are not what they used to be anymore. They're grown-ups now. But it was fun for us as kids to be around Magic, Michael, Kareem, the Bad Boy Pistons, the Knicks, and Patrick Ewing, and Oakley. It was fun for me. So I could say, tell my young mentees, hey, I was around some great basketball as a kid being a ball boy, around all these great talented players.
Well, I'm glad you're giving those kids some history lessons.
You got that right, Coach. Coach, these young men have no idea, man. I said, I saw Michael Jordan. Person, he's the GOAT. You know, they trying to debate me about who's the GOAT. Michael Jordan. I saw it in person as a child. Yes, sir. Well, Coach, man, this is Coach for you, man. Growing up, watching those teams, the Lakers, man, how fun was it to watch how they rain in guns, Showtime and Pat Riley? How cool is that for you to watch it as a young fan?
Oh, there's no question. You know, when you go back and you see some of these different shows that have been on TV and these 30 for 30s, and you remember watching some of this stuff as a kid, you know, Big East basketball. Believe it or not, I'm probably blasphemy here saying this as a Georgetown alum, but I used to love watching Villanova basketball with Rolly Massimino and those Big East games, Georgetown, Syracuse, Villanova, Seton Hall, all those kind of teams. It just was such a pure level of athletics and college basketball and even small college football, which I played. I think the bottom line is great competitive sports are healthy. If you could play them, great. Even just being a fan and learning from it, I think is awesome. And very grateful to be a part of it.
Coach Limbaugh, tell you what, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. I said, I'll do about you on Coach Beamer's staff. He mentioned you in an interview one time. So that's how I said, oh, that's Coach Limbo from South Carolina. Let's get him on the show. So I'll get him on the show today, Coach. It was so fun to talk to you. I hope to do it again with you real soon. And then hope to see you in person as well, real soon as well, Coach.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Coach. You be safe, man.
Okay. Bye bye now.
All right.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? Bet Online is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. Bet Online continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.